Item number 16, concerning options to incorporate the Black Sea Bass Commercial Hardship Quota as part of the Directed Fishery Quota. Good afternoon.
Thank you.
This is a public hearing for Black Sea Bass. In order to qualify for a directed permit in the Black Sea Bass fishery for an ITQ, when they were first established, a person must have landed at least 10,000 pounds of Black Sea Bass in Virginia from July of 1997 to December of 2001. If you landed Black Sea Bass at less than that, you actually received a bycatch permit. The quotas were allocated to the directed fishery based on their percentages of the total landings in Virginia during that period. So if you landed a lot more, you got a higher quota and vice versa. In 2004, a hardship quota was set aside for those who could not qualify with the directed fishery based on medical conditions or other hardships. And the commission gave preference to those applicants who demonstrated greater levels of participation in the Black Sea Bass fishery during and after the qualifying period, or documented apprenticeship or helper status in the Black Sea Bass fishery. Each applicant received a portion of the hardship set aside. However, no portion was allowed to exceed the lowest individual fishery quota in pounds at the beginning of the season. And there was also a provision that the hardship quota could not be transferred for 5 years. The commission granted 6 exceptions for the hardship fishery. One individual decided he would rather be in the bycatch fishery and opted out, so we actually have 5 at this time. And those 6 cases that were brought before the commission were the only requests that have been received. Each directed permittee's quota was given as a percentage of the total directed quota for each year, so that fluctuates year to year. However, the 5 hardship quotas were actually given as a specific poundage, so that hasn't changed, it's remained static, even though the directed fishery quota has actually been reduced several times since 2005. And the hardship permittee's quota for 2009 is actually more than about 40% of the directed fishery members' quota. So there's about 40% of those guys who actually have less than this in 2009. So that's the first issue. The second issue is that beginning in 2010, some of those hardship quotas are actually eligible to transfer. And we could run into a situation where some individuals would have a percentage quota and a portion of a static pounds quota, and that's the level of complication that I don't think we want to get into. So our issue is how to convert the hardship quotas into a percentage of the directed fishery and how to do that fairly. And we have 2 options. The first option is basically a status quo, and that's on table 1. And that's converting these hard static poundage quotas to a percentage of the directed fishery based on today's quota amounts, based on 2009. Doing that, it gives each of the permittees relatively large portions of the directed fishery, anywhere from 0.8 to about 1.3%, which is actually a large portion. And these, like I said before, are more than about 40% of the directed fishery members who originally qualified or who purchased it from someone who originally qualified. And again, the hardship fishery quotas were intended to allow those who faced hardship to enter the fishery at a low level. The second option, which is in Table 2, we calculated the hardship poundage to a percentage of the directed quota for the year that it was originally awarded. So if you look at the table, it gives each hardship permittee about 0.3%, and that's actually slightly less than the smallest share held by any of the directed permit holders. And it is a significant cut in poundage. However, it's the same reduction that the rest of the fishery has faced in the past several years. We've had some major cuts in the Black Sea Bass fishery. What that would do to the rest of the fishery, it would actually reduce each participant's quota by about 1%. So each directed fishery quota would have a small reduction in what they have. However, the poundage that we set aside every year for the hardship provision would actually be added to directed quota, so that as far as their pounds are concerned, based on 2009, they would have anywhere from 25 pounds more to up to 1,000 pounds more. And please keep in mind that these are all calculated based on 2009 quotas. We expect the 2010 quota to be very similar, but we don't have the final numbers. Staff prefers the second option in Table 2 because the original intent of the regulation was to provide an opportunity for the applicants who didn't otherwise qualify for the directed fishery to enter at a low level, so it would be less than the lowest directed quota holder at the beginning of every year. This was advertised for public hearing, and prior to the evaluation, we had received several calls from directed fishery members who felt that the hardship quota should be reduced by the same amount as the rest of the directed fishery has faced over recent years. Since that time, which is the packet I just gave you, we've received 16 letters. 10 are in support of option 1, and most of the reasons cited are that the directed fishery hasn't always reached their quota, so any harvest that's out there is a good thing. And also, Mr. Wright mentioned in his letter that there's actually differences between the amount of poundage given to each hardship member, and he felt that that wasn't right. And option 2 would actually relieve that in some way. There are 6 letters supporting option 2, and most of the reasons cited are that they felt that the other option was unfair because that section of the fishery hadn't been cut like the rest of the fishery has, and they felt that it was more in keeping with the original intent of the hardship provision. The table I handed you is actually in response to those letters. Mm-hmm. Several of them requested information as far as the activity level in the directed fishery, and that's the small table, which just outlines what's happened over the past few years. We have allowed alternate vessel transfers, even though we don't allow actual permanent transfers in this fishery. We have allowed the 60-day lease, like as we like to call it, and some of that activity did come from that, and that's why I have it separated. Staff recommends the adoption of the amendments on page 5 of the draft regulation, which would incorporate the hardship quota as part of the directed fishery quota. Be happy to answer any questions. Any
questions of Alicia?
I know Mr. Peel is here.
Alicia, I just want to make sure I understand clearly the way you've laid out option 2. These hardship quota holders would be treated essentially uniformly relative to the rest of the fleet, that is, the rest of the quota holders, as it relates to the quota and specifications process, because as that quota has gone down under the Table 2 option, they'll be treated in the same equitable way as the rest of the fleet.
Other questions, Mr. Roberts?
That's it.
Questions?
Thank you, Alicia. This is a public hearing. Does anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter? Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. My name is Brian Peel. I am one of the original hardship quota cases. I have 2 reasons that I think you should go with option 1. The first being that only 4 out of 44 boats caught all of their directed permanent catch. So if you take our catch, you are essentially taking fish that is being caught, and you're giving it to boats that aren't even catching what they currently have. So it's just wasted a resource for the state. The second reason is when the quotas were given out, all directed fishery permits were given a number. The day they were given that, they could come down here and they could transport it and sell it, they could lease it. We were restricted for 5 years on what we could not or could do with our quota. So I think it's only fair that we get the same opportunity to lease or transfer our original quota amount the way that everyone else did. That's about it.
Thank you, Mr. Peel. Yes, sir. Been here a while this afternoon.
Yeah.
How you been, man?
Good. I'm David Wright, and I'm one of the hardship quota recipients, and I would just ask for you guys to consider option 1 just for the reason of that, first of all, I don't believe in the history of it, of the 5 men that did have it, that they were able even to land them, their quota. Somebody had been transferred, but for that reason, to look at the history of it. And it was not really a significant number of pounds to the directed fishery. It's in between the bycatch fishery and the directed fishery. And that one of the reasons, personally, I couldn't go out and do it last year, diesel fuel went to $4.60 a gallon. So to even try, I would have probably gone into minus just to make an effort at trying to harvest this. And... So really, just for economic reasons, and another two men that aren't able to be here because they are fishing are potters, and they talked about the expense and everything of dipping pots and so forth to prepare for that, not being a very huge amount of pounds to begin with. So with those reasons and the given the economy and the history, I just ask for you guys to consider option one.
Okay? That's right. Questions? Thank you, Dave. Mr. Dorante? Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. I think the big point here...
Set your name for the record, not everybody.
Harry Dorante.
Thank you, Harry.
Coson. I think the big point here is looking at the numbers that you're talking about between what these people entered with and what they would have if compared to 2009. And with sea bass quotas or shares being sold at a growing number, you're talking about as much as $30,000 a permit here. Now, the people in the directed fishery originally earned their position. The rest of these people come in as a gift. And now they want this gifted amount to go ahead of about 40% of the people that earned their position. They talk that the directed fishery did not reach their quota. How many of the hardships caught their own quota? All of it. Any? So... You know, sea bass are not cheap. They're pushing $6 and $7 a pound now. And if there's such a hardship, why haven't they caught their quota? Thank you.
Thank you, Harry. Anyone else? Public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the concerns that have been raised on both sides. The management of this fishery has been very difficult the last couple of years. The quota has been cut dramatically, as you're all aware. But I guess the problem I have, I think frankly staff has done a nice job of trying to offer a reasoned position to the commission. And the problem I have with the request to support table one that's been discussed is that would have us treating a group of quota holders entirely differently than the rest of the quota holding fleet. In other words, these quota holders would not be subject to the reductions in quota, essentially in terms of their basis as it relates to the quota. That they're wanting us to treat that separately than the rest of the fleet. And I just think really the compelling issue here is one of fairness and equity. So I think staff's done a nice job of presenting the issue. I think table two is the way to go with this. And there are arguments for table one, but again, I think if we went with table one, we'd be treating the two groups in a differential way, and I just don't think that would be accurate.
Further comments? Ms. Robbins?
I would offer a motion in support of staff's recommendation based on table two.
Second by Mr. Bowden. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for your input.